2025 meeting of the TIF Joint Review Board and ask Dan to call the roll. Dan, we can't hear you if you're talking. Can't hear you. Nope.
No, okay.
Now we can. Now you're good.
Yeah.
Okay. Been having computer issues this morning. My apologies. We'll make a change and go from there. Okay. Let's see. Maya Pearson.
Present.
Schminicki.
Present.
Picklin.
Here.
Schmidt.
Here.
All right. And I do not believe Ramirez is able to attend, but you do have quorum and the meeting has been properly noticed.
Great, thank you. Do we have any do we have a motion for approval of the minutes of the April 24th meeting?
I'll move approval.
Second, Maya.
Moved and seconded. Any objection to adopting the minutes through unanimous consent? Hearing none, the minutes are adopted. Dan, is there any public comment?
Let me double check here. There is not.
All right, great. Then we'll move on. Are there any disclosures and recusals from the body? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to new business. Dan, I'll turn it over to you to walk us through these five items.
Very good. If the board is amenable, we have a short presentation to walk through each of these as we've done in our past meeting. Is that agreeable?
I see heads nodding yet in the affirmative, so go ahead.
Here we go. Let me know when you can see my screen, please.
I can see your screen.
All right, very good. Here we go. So just run through these amendments and creations. So the first item before you is a project plan amendment to TIB 42. Here is the boundary of TIB 42. You can see a lake up on the north side here on the top of the page, South Park Street running up and down, and Winger Creek bisecting the bottom portion of the TIB. The one change we have this year that's coming is additional expenditures for South Park utilities, so $1,416,000. This is to complete more utility work, I believe tangentially associated with some north-south BRT, but it's utility work that has to be done nonetheless. A brief summary that's projected to close in 2028, and we estimate that the TID value at closure will be about $85 million. Are there any questions on this one before I go to the next one? Okey-doke. Next one we've got here is TID 45. You can see the boundaries here. This is just off the Capitol Square, encompasses from roughly John Nolan Drive out to Mifflin Street in that sort of two block wide radius. Changes here are really just technical. We are reclassifying funds that were originally slated for the John Nolan Drive underpass to John Nolan Drive. So there's no change in the total cost of the project plan. We're just moving money from one line item to another. So the previously authorized total expenditures of $38.6 million do not change. It's projected to close in 2030, assuming that nothing changes and that there are no modifications to the project plan or anything else, we estimate the value at closure to be about $178 million. Any questions on this one?
I did have a quick question. Yep. Dan, when we have these updates for like the 45 and 42. Like something for 45, like it's not necessarily changing the estimated value closure amount. It's just moving the monies, correct? Okay.
Yeah, for 45, all we're doing is moving money around. Maybe the easiest way to think about it is it's essentially striking the word underpass. That's all we're doing. It's a bit of work, but the city attorney has opined that we need to be specific when we are laying out project costs in order to comply with TIF statutes. So in this case, we're just sort of moving money from this sort of underpass line to the general John Nolan Drive line.
Got it. So it's not necessarily changing the end amount, and then the 442, it's not changing significant amount, correct?
Well, for 45, there's no change. For 42, there is a cost increase of $1.4 million. We should add in that new total.
Okay.
So does that help answer?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions on 45? Okay. Next one is 48. TID 48, you can see here, north is to your left, east is to the top, and south is to the right. Runs along Regent Street, roughly from Camp Randall Stadium all the way over to Bassett. Big changes here are two things. One, adding in some dollars for South Park Utilities, and two, funding for the West Wash and Southwest Commuter Path and Railroad Crossing. There's a bunch of lighting that needs to be done to improve safety on the commuter path and improve safety at the crossing. So the total change to the TID is just over $2 million. And if approved by the Joint Review Board, the new total of TIF-funded project costs would be $25.8 million. We estimate that, assuming no changes or anything else, that the project plan, or excuse me, that the TID would close in 28, and its estimated value at closure would be 2025, assuming that happens. Any questions on this one? Okie doke. Moving on to TID 53, this is a project plan and boundary amendment. You can see the boundary amendment there in red. This runs along John Nolan Drive out to Blair Street, and covers a good portion of the frontage along Wilson. The item here is a development loan to a project at 501 East Washington Avenue. This is $1,666,000, and that's the only change to this project cost. It would have a new total of $15.3 million of TIF-funded project costs once it's done, assuming the JRB approves it. Assuming that nothing changes, that things sort of stay the status quo, there's no new projects or expenditures, we expect this to close in 2033, and we expect the estimated incremental value at closure to be $156 million. Any questions on this one? Okie doke. Next one is TID 55. This is a proposed new TID that would be the Voigt TID out on Milwaukee Street for the fashionable east side, for those of us who are residents out this way. Runs roughly from Fair Oaks Avenue on the left over to Stoughton Road on the right, and borders a little bit of Milwaukee Street on each side. The costs that are proposed in the plan are three primary items. One is development loans. These are dollars that would be set aside for development assistance for projects in the TID. Each loan would come back, and Joe, please jump in if I misstep here. Any loan that we would make would come back as a project plan amendment, whereby we would specify X million dollars of development loans to project X, but that would be a future project plan amendment. Other items are $4.1 million for land acquisition. This is four lots in the Starkweather plat, just off of Milwaukee Street at what is many folks know as the Voigt Farm. And then lastly, just our standard for administrative fees covering staff time, audits, and things like that. The total TIF funded project costs are 8.5 million. And we estimate the TID, this actually should say 2036. We estimate this to close in 2036 with an incremental value of at closure at $110 million. Are there any questions on TID 55? Go ahead. Yes.
I have a question on that one. I'm kind of surprised there aren't some costs allocated for improvements on Milwaukee Street. You know, that's kind of narrow right there, where there's a lot of development and there'll be a lot of new traffic. I would guess that I'm surprised there's not a widening or at least some bike related improvements and things like that to kind of mitigate the impact of that surrounding development. I like the fact that the boundary goes to the southern edge of Milwaukee Street, but was there any thought to that?
What it really boils down to is that there isn't any more money. So this is really all that that the TID will support at this point. At some point in the future, if there are additional costs and the TID does well enough, we in theory could come back and amend it to include additional items. Oh, I see Matt wants to jump into.
Chuck, for your benefit, City Engineering is going to be reconstructing that portion of Milwaukee Street. And I believe as part of that, having better bike lanes and pedestrian paths. And I believe that's going to happen as currently scheduled next year. But I think that they're going to be using different funding sources, not TIF, to do that work.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, that's going to be necessary. Some kind of center turn lane is going to be necessary so that people can make a left-hand turn going into the new development area when they're traveling east. Otherwise, they're going to have some real problems. So hopefully, that's taken care of. Thanks, Matt.
Other questions on 55 or any of them in general?
I'll just point out that on TID 55, this is the first TID we've created after December 31st of 2024, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Those with levy limits, only 90% of the new construction value in this TID will be counted in the levy limits. So it's a new provision under state law.
That ends my presentation. Happy to take any questions otherwise.
Thanks, Dan.
Yep.
Any other questions? Great presentation.
So this is all introduction. There is no action yet. This will be coming back for these ones, right?
Right. Okay, so just a briefing today, and given that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'm moved.
Second.
Okay, second.
Moved and seconded. Any objection to approving through unanimous consent? Hearing and seeing none, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a good day.